What's up, Fandom Night? Episode 41, Saturday, October 14th, 2017. All right, here we are back, finally, after hiatus. This is the What's Up, and it's funny, actually, because it's going to be a weird back from hiatus because the last episode was not posted. So 40 is going to go up, and then this is going to be 41, which we're actually filming now. But 40 we filmed before the hiatus.
Look, I never got the fucking file, son of a bitch.
No, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying it's going to be weird that people are probably going to be confused that we come back from the hiatus. And these are now named by the time we did them.
Yeah.
So they're going to notice, hey, September or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be a weird...
I mean, it's whatever. I mean, technically speaking, our disembodied voice who got married, which is why we went on hiatus any fucking way, he's downstairs. I can have him do it for me while he's down there, while we're trying to catch up on, eight different episodes we have to record today? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Uh-huh. It's ridiculous. We will be in this fucking room till nearly 12 o'clock at night.
If not later.
Yes. So, since that is out of the way, let's get these here introductions out of the way. William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Seth Lovell, Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Lies. Your name is Brother Scott. Brother Scott.
I was actually going to do that, actually. Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Oh, my brother. Testify.
Oh, my. Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone. Okay, so this is your show. This is where we talk about the things that are happening in the network and yada yada, and we give slight updates as to what's been going on with us. So if anybody would like to get on to that before we go into their stuff, does anybody have something they've been working on, doing, thinking, what?
What?
What's up?
What?
What's up?
What?
What's up?
Huh?
I got nothing for that one.
I forget. Well, I know I was going to cut an episode maybe a week ago or whatever when the news broke that dumb cunt girl is about to get out of prison, the one who stabbed her friend to death because Slender Man told her to. I was about to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you idiots?
Oh, crazy bitches?
Yes. She wrote the defense. This is literally the defense. Yeah, she wrote a very heartfelt apology letter to the girl. So I think she's okay to get out. No, no, the fuck she's not.
It's nice to know that.
If she can't tell the difference between the internet / video games and real fucking life, no. Fuck no.
It's nice to know that the justice system is. Bill, if I stabbed you 100 times and you died, all I have to do is be like, I'm sorry.
Look,
can I go home now?
I would say send that bitch to Arkham, but it would just cause a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you send somebody who's psychotic to a place with even worse psychotics?
Dude, it's like a fucking cesspool of make shit worse.
Right. Yeah. And every doctor that comes to Gotham becomes a villain.
Seems to be. Yeah, but Gotham has a great educational system. Let's put that. That's not a joke. Every motherfucker is a doctor.
Everybody and their brother
goes bad.
Everybody and their brother's
too.
A doctor. How many? If you think about how many doctors fucking Batman has as villains, you know it's crazy. It truly is.
But as far as me, I've been working both jobs, and it's been a pain in the ass at times. Along with working on some other videos, I've been trying to work on top of Ruxpin Bridge, on top of recording. Job of Wrestling Corner with Seth when a pay-per-view happens, and wanting to get Shane in on one once in a while, when possible.
But he's being a punk bitch.
I'm not being a punk bitch. I'm going over to Spencer's.
You being a punk bitch.
Spencer, the one who abandoned the show, more or less.
What do you do after Spencer?
I go home.
Because wrestling is still on when you leave.
Oh,
especially on the network.
Spencer bitches about it. Almost every fucking Sunday fucking worst goddamn thing about fucking third shift is that I never get to finish these goddamn pay-per-views.
The last one, yes, it literally didn't get over until fucking
10:30 at night.
Yeah. They're supposed to
By
get
the
over.
Time I got home and got to bed, it was like 1 when I finally fell asleep.
I had to get him to...
And only because of the fucking review.
I had to get him to you
home,
so you could take him to work. And it was, we were sitting there, and it's like, these things usually end at 10 o'clock.
If not,
and then like it's after 10 o'clock, I'm like, this match doesn't seem like it's getting over with anytime soon.
Well, there'll be something you guys will get to talk about when it comes to that match, because something did post on Fandom Night about that match. I don't know if it was that match, but the video went up as we were on our way to work, and I saw it and was like, fuck on that. Well, Brew, I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up when we're talking the feed and shit. But anyways, okay, in terms of myself, I finally picked a focus. X-Men is the focus for my YouTube, keeping up with the X-Men. There's also a Twitter, which is at Keeping Up X-Men there. That's what I do. I post crazy amounts of X-Men pictures and cosplays and topics on the Twitter.
And boobies.
And then, no, that's on my Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's on his
that's
personal
That's on Reploid
Twitter.
Bill. Reploid yeah. Bill, I will warn anybody that wants to get on that. And it says right there on my header, it says, following me leads to anime, comic books, cool shit, cosplay, hentai, porn. Whatever happens to pique my interest when it does, that's what's going up there. That's but so all my X-Men stuff now goes on to Keeping Up X-Men. So there. Anyways, that show, I'm actually really happy with it. Picking a focus has helped me to where I can actually produce videos, and they don't have to be complicated, and they're going up often, and they're not that long. Some of them only equal out to under 10 minutes. Sometimes I have to bitch about Weapon X.
Yeah, I actually listened to that one while I took a shit this
minutes.
Morning.
Don't you mean Weapon H?
No,
or
I mean Weapon X.
No,
dude,
Weapon X.
Weapon X 9 fucking pissed me off. Like, it just... That book is fucking killing me. I'm going to stick with it and see if it can pick up, because I want that team to work, but it sucks. Fucking
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, like I said, while I was taking a shit this morning, I listened to that one, and I was like, huh, this is a decently long episode. I'll probably be done before the episode's over. And then literally finished and just kept sitting there watching the episode like, for fuck's sakes, really? That's happening?
Fucking
really?
Marvel want Doomsday 2!
Yeah, exactly. I was like, motherfucker.
But let's cut to the feeds, because that's actually what we're here to do, is talk about your stuff. We took up like 10 minutes of the episode, our own fucking episode with our own shit. So, anyways, let's do it. Who's starting us out?
I suppose I could start off over at the main feed. We actually had a post that was pinned, basically, from you being like, so, we'll be back, because the hiatus is all done from the whole wedding thing and walking fucking 4 miles in dress shoes, because the cabin was about a quarter of a mile to the parking lot and then back, so like a half mile each trip, and like idiots, we kept making trips.
Well, dude, it would be like, they would be like, hey, can you take this over to the cars? And I said, yeah, that's fine. Grabbed up as much stuff as we could do, went over there, thought that was it, came back. Then they were like, hey, can you go get this stuff from the car? And I was like, ugh. Okay. So you go and you get the stuff from the car and you bring it over. Then they're like, hey, can you, they're having us clear this stuff out. Can you move this stuff to the car? And I'm like, oh my God, are we fucking kidding here? So you take all that shit over there.
Oh, by the way, I got chalk for the car, like
yeah.
car chalk. Can you guys go paint on the back of the windshields
oh
just married?
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Fucking back
just
and forth.
Give us a list of shit to do and
no,
we'll do
shit.
It once.
4 fucking miles in dress shoes back and forth to this fucking
on
car.
Uneven ground, mind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no
except
shit.
Except for when we hit paved road, which is even worse.
It actually was worse, because then all the fucking cars are coming in and going back and forth and shit, so you're
because they double
forth.
Booked the wedding, so
yeah.
there's a fucking Girl Scout troop going around while we're at the fucking wedding, and it's like,
dude,
can we help you? Yeah, we're here for a wedding. Oh.
Dude, I love how you're walking around in a tuxedo, and people would pull up and be like, why are you here?
I'm dropping off my daughter. She's a Girl Scout.
You should have said,
I always dress like this.
They should have drove up. The Girl Scout fucking officer should have came up and said, why are you here? I love brownies. Fucking. fucking, maybe you should leave.
I'm here to get them cookies early, goddammit.
Oh, shit. I'm here for the cookies. Fucking, I don't think you should be here.
I want those thin mints.
Oh, my God.
So, oh, shit. But anyway, so yeah, you're basically like, yeah, no, hiatus over, blah, blah, blah. It's like a page and a half of text, so we'll skip to that. Followed by two comments. The first one from Nick Martinez being, when you guys get to Kamen Rider Ryuki from 03, are you guys going to go over the 09 US adaptation?
I don't know, because I don't know what it is. It's that simple. As we do this, we discover and bring ourselves into the fandom and get more knowledge and more experience as to what's going on.
So we try to go in a little bit blind.
Yes.
So.
Well, so,
I mean, so far we have not covered the actual American Masked Rider series, so we might not be getting to the Dragon Knight series until...
That's on our picking. We were supposed to have already done it. Before we covered Zio, we were supposed to talk Masked Rider, but I got two episodes through...
And said,
and
fuck it.
Couldn't fucking handle any more.
Shit, you got further than I did. I got past the opening credits into like the first couple of dialogues, and I was like, I'm going to go outside and smoke. I'll be back when this is over.
So we're supposed to cover Saban's Masked Rider, because the idea was to cover the American series as through as we possibly could, and then start talking about the Sentai counterparts. So technically, we're done with Mighty Morphin. We were supposed to watch Jiraiya and then go back and talk about how we saw the differences. We went straight into Zio. So we're going to finish Zio before we go back to Jiraiya. And then when Jiraiya's done, technically, we are supposed to watch Masked Rider, Saban's Masked Rider, and we're supposed to watch Kamen Rider Black. I think it's RX, actually. We did RX. We didn't actually have Black.
Technically we did.
The American version RX, was RX.
Yeah. Because we used the second part to make ours, to make the American show.
I mean, if anything, it might have used a couple bad guys from the previous one, but...
I don't think we did. Because it would be real tough to... Like, the way they do the footage in Masked Rider... He doesn't do Zords and Giants and things like that. It's always very much him versus.
So he can probably do the finishers like they did with the big old Shogun.
But no, because he has to fight the monster. They don't jump straight to finishers in Kamen Rider. They really don't. He always fights whatever he's fighting. So they wouldn't be able to get away with it. It is just strictly we used RX.
I mean, if anything, I might be able to go and find the RX and Black like I did with that Akuba Ranger.
Don't be jealous.
I want to wear that when we do X-Men. I'm not even joking. I want to just sit there and wear it.
Anyway, that's something else we'll get to. But anyway, and then the second comment was from our buddy Josh. And he goes, so it may have felt strange to take a break like that, but you guys take 2 week breaks at Christmas every year. By the way, that's bullshit. I'll tell you right now, peek behind the curtain, what we do is What is it? It's like the first or second week in December. We literally film all the way out to like fucking January. Like we turn it into like Markiplier or Game Grumps and we just fucking backstock episodes and be like, we're going to take the whole fucking month off. We'll be back after the con.
Except for the person putting the stuff together.
Yeah, true. Because of the con, here in our area, Illinois, the Peoria area, what ends up happening is that we have Christmas. We have New Year's, and basically directly following New Year's on like the first weekend is an anime con. It's a small con.
It's called Anime Zap.
But it's a con that we like because we've been with it since the first time. When the first time this thing came here and started up, it was very small. And I've been able to watch it grow, and we go back each year, and it's small enough that we got our foot in the door, and we do a live show of the What's Up every year from that con.
No, we don't. We go in and we have like a 15 to 20 minute episode of Nick Does Tech Bullshit, followed by a What's Up till the end.
Tech shit he doesn't know about. That kills me.
No, tech bullshit.
You know,
yeah.
I have to say something. The way you phrase that, The way you phrase that, what we do in December, made me laugh.
Why?
Because in January, you are correct. In the Peoria area, there is a con that we go to. But you said in Illinois, in our area, Peoria area, we have Christmas because nobody else in the country has Christmas.
It's true.
We have New Year's. Nobody else in the country has New Year's. Hey, only in Illinois. Right. Only the Peoria area. When you said
it's
it.
That's right. It's like, only here. Like, it's only here. It's very different here. It's very different here. We have fucking Christmas and New Year's. It's a goddamn hassle.
Do you know why?
I don't know what's going on over in Indiana, but over here in Illinois, we got this.
You know, we got a whole new fucking year.
Because the weather here. That's why it's different.
Yeah, no, I will no, say, that's kind of true. Illinois only has two seasons, winter and construction.
It's funny if you live here because you know it's true.
Now, I will say on top of that, though, our New Year's is our New Year's Christmas first week of January is
Bill's
unlike
gotta go to work.
Other people's.
Oh, no, wait, that's his wake up.
It's unlike other people's, okay? In our area, when we come to the Christmas into New Year's, into the first week of January, Peoria is straight up hell. It seems weird, but it's true. The roads literally ice over, and I'm not talking about it gets slick. We have literally sheet ice that covers the entire fucking Peoria area, all of it.
Yep.
Like, it's just black ice roads everywhere. That's another reason for all the construction and shit, is everybody's always running into the barriers and shit, because the roads. And it's not necessarily anybody's fault, but man, the roads get bad out here. We have those damn black ice and that covers literally the entire fucking city. And that's not an exaggeration. It seems like it would be, but during that time, we don't get snow. We get fucking rain, and it's still fucking like 14 degrees outside. And it fucks us. Everything fucking
freezes up.
Yeah, everything fucking freezes over.
Yeah,
like,
every year, fucking entire areas, like the entire city of fucking Bartonville one year, which is like a tiny ass suburb near there, fucking quite literally the entire city went down, you know, no fucking power because a tree fell over because it was caked in ice.
Yeah. Yeah, we literally have ice overs across our entire city, and sometimes it gets really stupid out here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We take the whole month off.
That's another reason we take the time off that we take off, because we don't like to go. We go to the con, and that's about as far as we risk it.
Yeah.
And it was funny as shit, because that one year we went to the con, and it did that rain, and we all came out, and Nick's car had frozen. frozen.
Yeah,
and he was
frozen
driving
today.
He was driving that fucking car that. And yes, this is not an exaggeration. When it rained outside, his car wouldn't start.
Yep.
And this time he walked outside and the car was frozen to the ground.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. I was like, what the fuck?
It was so awesome.
Fucking didn't James's fucking Ghostbuster mobile get like super fucked in that as well?
Yeah, it fucked up. It fucked up the top part of his car. He had to rebuild that total fucking chassis.
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck?
Dude, it iced like a motherfucker. So, yeah. We take time off. The reason it felt weird this time is because normally during that hiatus, there's a lot of work that we are doing. You guys don't get to see it, but we do the con. We do record an episode at the con. Before that, there's a lot of prep work and background stuff as to what we're taking, what we have to do, who needs money, what we have to prepare, like what our schedules are. And then everybody normally has their own shit, like their own shows and things that they're working on around that time.
Yep.
So this time we took the 3 weeks off or whatever, and it was bizarre. Like, dude, that first weekend I came here and I was sitting down and I literally came upstairs and sat in here. I sat in here for like 2 hours just sitting in here.
I believe it.
And she came up and she was like, what are you working on? And I was like, nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing to do. I don't know what I'm doing in here. I was like, I'm just.
It's habit.
It's habit. Like, I've been doing this for so long now, all this editing and background shit and everything, that if I'm doing nothing, I feel like I've completely wasted my time. Like, I feel fucked up, so I have to come up here and sometimes I will create work. I downloaded the old Pokemon episode and re-edited the entire fucking thing just to add all the shit that we never got to do.
I think that's why I started working on some stuff at home, too, considering I was like, I'm not working on Sentai.
Yeah.
I'm barely working on Jobbers. Like, I gotta do something with this Sony Vegas stuff.
That's why we got Ruxpin. You should have worked on Ruxpin.
I have been working on it.
But we still need bill lines, don't we?
No, I believe I
no,
did
I
those.
I gotta work on the script for the next episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did those for you guys. But yeah. Yeah, that's the reason the hiatus was weird. It's weird to do nothing when you're so used to doing so damn much. Like,
yeah.
My day is usually incredibly busy. Like, even today, I came home, I watched for the second time through the two episodes of X-Men, I didn't take the notes, I feel fucked up about that. This is the first time I've went into one of these shows where I will not have notes, but I was doing all my other shit. I had to go shopping and buy all the materials for the chili, bring that home, get everything set, and I had to prep some of my ingredients, and then around 1 o'clock, I woke up, got all dressed and everything, went downstairs, started cooking. So I went to sleep around 10, woke up at 1, got everything together, made the chili, put it on simmer, was delayed by
2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours before actually starting the filming we were supposed to do, and now we're in here.
And yet Nick went to work in the exact same place you work at. Did the exact same shift you did. I went to work last night, guys. I can't make it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're not even going to get into that. But, yeah. Yeah, Nick is not here today because he worked last night.
It's not like it matters. Apparently, the fans consider him like a guest host or something.
Worked with me last night. Just saying.
Anyway, so, yeah, he was like, why should this break feel any better than or any worse or... Excuse me. Why should this break feel any stranger than taking any of the other ones to do? Also look forward to the second half of the Zio review, which I will not be in because I don't own it, and neither did I borrow it or anything, so...
Yeah.
I get to go sit outside and chain smoke! Yay! Or I suppose I could update the what's up, so that way then the last one will be up, and then once this gets done, we can... Yeah, but anyway. Blah, 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 blah. Have you guys figured out a permanent solution to doing the Ranger DVD season series reviews yet, or are you still figuring it out?
Short answer, no. Long answer, not yet.
I got another answer.
I like the extra word.
Everybody gets the DVD set of every Power Rangers season.
Somebody give me money.
See, yeah, exactly.
That's where it comes. Like, yeah. What we're dealing with is that I have all of it. You have all of it.
Well, not quite all of it, but most that we're going
for
to
what
get
we're,
to.
For what so. We're getting to, you yeah. have all of it. He has Netflix. Seth does not.
Well, I Nick have Netflix, is... but Zio is not on Netflix.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Nick is lazy.
Then why the fuck did I go looking for it? And I can't find the motherfucking thing.
Because they're out of order. The Ranger series are out of order like a motherfucker.
If you type in Power Rangers, you have to go down farther. You have to go down the list to find Zio.
Yeah, it's way fucking down there for
some
reason.
Well, regardless, I still watched the new season of fucking Voltron, and I can guarantee you that's better than the fucking 25 fucking episodes you guys had to watch. So, I mean, you know.
That's probably...
I saw Billy 2.0 again. We're going to talk about him.
No, aging Billy 2.0.
No,
too.
Billy 2.0, the guy that carries the floppy disk and defeats the entire Machine Empire with fucking 1.4 floppy.
As he ages every couple seconds.
Yeah. No, he didn't age. Oh, I'm talking about Billy 2.0. Billy 2.0, yeah, he's the computer kid.
Yeah, never mind. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Okay.
But, yes... That is why that was so different.
Okay, so that's what I got on that post.
Okay, so the top thing on the Sentai review is from Neil Johnson, more or less saying, if you want to be Tommy Oliver, one, you need to know karate. Two, you have to spin kick 3 times.
This is true.
Three.
No, jumping spin kick.
You have to be a G lady magnet.
I got two out of those three. I literally studied karate for a year, and I'm a G lady magnet, but I cannot do three jumping spin kicks.
And
gravity is not my friend.
And one comment on it said by Josh, and you also have to constantly lose your ranger power and get new ones.
That's a true statement, too. Powers. You have to constantly be losing power and getting new power.
The power!
The power!
Specifically, you have to get the power.
Yep.
It's located over there. She thinks.
Outside of her range of Stonehenge to river.
That guy with the hat might know. But we never got to talk to that guy, Shane.
That's true.
Very true. I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, the random guy?
Yeah. But he is canon. He was in the movie.
Yep.
Fucking random dude on his hat. Hey, get out of the shot.
But they never edited that guy out, so he is in the movie. He's canon. He lives Stonehenge to power.
Yeah.
She lives shore to Stonehenge.
He can get the power. He's closest to the power.
And she likes to say, over there is a great power. And Shane likes to say, wait a second. Can you go into these woods with us? And she says, no, I would age like Zordon and die. So you've never been there. Oh, I'm an owl.
Question.
Nope, I'm an owl.
Yep, I'm out.
I'll be back when you have the power.
Oh, shit.
Like, well,
actually, no, I won't be back.
Actually, I thought
I hope you guys can find cheese sandwiches to get back home.
Yeah, she never
Thanks
did
for
come
coming.
Back. She never did come back. She never checked on them or nothing.
Yep.
But she couldn't because they were at the power, and she can't go there.
So she's just, like, flying by Stonehenge, man, like, I wonder if they're dead.
Yeah, I wonder if they're dead. Nobody ever went and informed her.
Because after they got their powers, they actually just went back to Earth.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They just went straight back
so
to Earth.
So, like, this whole time, it's just her and dude with hat.
She's over there worrying, like, what if...
Oh, my God.
Because dude with hat walked over to Stonehenge and was like, hey, and she fucking flew down and was like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, there were a bunch of fucking kids over there in the boneyard fighting a dinosaur. And she's like, shit, are they dead? And he's like, I wasn't sticking around for that shit. I don't fucking know. So they don't know. They have no idea.
I think I heard some bones falling.
Why didn't you help them? I don't know karate.
Yeah, he's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm a guy with a hat.
I'm fucking stuck Stonehenge to power because of this shit. I'm not getting involved with it again.
At least you got to see the power. I'm stuck to shore to Stonehenge. Well, at least you get to see the water.
Yeah, I haven't fucking had a glass of water in decades, bitch.
You fucking drinking that seawater, which you're not supposed to do. Don't do that. But at least you can drink the son of a bitch. Oh, God, their lives
fucking
suck.
I suck the dew off the leaves in the morning. Surviving is awful.
The second you said that, I'm just picturing him over there by a tree going, so refreshing. Thirst quenching.
My life sucks. Fucking Black Ranger.
We can, like, make, like, this show's funny. We do a lot of funny things.
Yes, there's that. What are we on now?
We're on me.
Go ahead. We're on Chain, and Chain says phone down, so hold on.
I've got the legacy of
gaming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, huh? Okay. Same combination an idiot would have on his luggage.
That is not my combination, to be fair. Well, the first post on the legacy is the same post that Seth read earlier.
And I don't think anybody said anything. They just liked it.
Oh, yeah, it's two CJ Adams and two others liked it.
Oh, well.
The next one is an article that you posted. Nobody commented on it. You still want me to read it?
What is it?
It's called Nintendo vs. Video Game Rentals. It's a YouTube video that Bill...
No, it's just years ago, Nintendo had a legal battle. It was basically a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that they tried to take down the rentals. Like, they didn't like the idea that renting was going on at all. Like, I just found it interesting that I watched it, and they tried to take down Blockbuster Video, and they tried to enforce all this stuff that would have stopped rental services across the nation, but they didn't win, and it pissed them off. And it got me thinking, it's kind of crazy that Nintendo, even today, has not changed their tune, because they're still doing the same shit today, but yep. they're doing it in a different way. They're battling things like YouTube and Twitter, not Twitter, Tumblr, Twitch, blah, blah, I'm all over the fucking place.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
But,
twerking.
They're trying to fight those things and say, you can't fucking stream our stuff, you can't advertise our stuff. They're even jumping down on people that just do, like, reviews with a picture. Like, I put down a review for one of the Pokemon and put down a picture of Pikachu, and they fucking flagged me and claimed my video. And I was like, for a fucking still frame picture, you twats?
Yep.
And because of that, I literally redid the video, where the only thing I did was put up, like, a black screen, and I said, this is what Nintendo wants you to see. Fuck them.
Yep.
And posted that video.
Yep, I remember that one.
There's no comments on this one, so I'm assuming you don't want me to...
You won't find too many comments on much of any of this.
The next one, there is one comment, but it does nothing for us. Stupid as hell. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you know what? We're going to kind of call this out, actually. I do want to talk about this. Okay, listen here. I posted an article. I wrote an article. I didn't post a comment. I wrote an article,
yeah, it's
basically.
Right here, it's right
and
here.
At the end of the article, the comment to answer my article was, I forgot. Now, go ahead and read my article.
What?
Read my article so that they can understand. Because I do actually want... Because this is motherfucking retarded, Shane.
All right, here we go. You know this might be true. However, let us not...
The picture, just to this into perspective, because it talks about the picture. This guy did the math as to what it would take. It takes $80 to buy the SNES Classic. To buy all the games physical... And the system and put it on your shelf is $738.26. And then he was like, what a deal. And he was real serious about it. And he was like, this is why I hate the purists that are talking about play it on your original systems and blah, blah, blahs. He's like, this is such a good deal. And I was like, all right, now I'm going to talk about it. I was like, because you're justifying something through the purist community, or it irritated me. Like, it's not that I disagree with buying the SNES Classic, because I don't. But I had to say that this guy irritated me with his defense.
That and because you're more for go get the strawberry pie or whatever.
Well, no,
or
it's...
Or raspberry pie,
but
whatever it is.
It's delicious, by the way.
I don't fucking remember what the shit the system
is
was.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing? Is a
strawberry
actually,
pie? I don't know.
Is there such a thing as a strawberry pie? Because I think
no,
I would eat it.
They'll make one.
I have to look it up. But
I would eat it.
I don't know. Because I know there was fucking some like, what was it? It was almost like the fucking Retron or some shit Bill
I'll
was
talk
talking
about.
I'll
talk about it.
So, basically, this is a long read, so bear with me. You know this might be true. However, let us not forget that the SNES Classic is an emulator. It is a nice-looking emulator with an SNES-looking controller, but it is an emulator nonetheless. Putting that into perspective, it will set you back $80 to buy an SNES Classic, but it will cost you zero to download an emulator. Now, I realize that some people will tell me that is illegal. But let us not act like we have never done it. Gamers have been doing this forever. In fact, it's so common that there are Android apps for SNES emulators, and that is actually very true.
Yep.
There are thousands of sites where you can get these games for free, emulated as ROMs. If you would like to argue the SNES controller, then let's say that you buy the USB SNES controller that can be found in multiple gaming stores. That will set you back about $15. Now, with all this being said, I am telling you not to get an. I'm not saying not to get an SNES Classic. No, I think it's a nice gimmicky, fun piece of technology. Let's at least not forget what it is. Every single person that claims that the Retron 5 is nothing more than an emulator and they don't like it because they would rather play on the original hardware but runs out to immediately buy an SNES Classic is a hypocrite.
Yep.
This is an emulator, pure and simple. As long as you understand what you're buying, and if you're an adult that has handled their finances and put their bills and children first, then I don't care if you buy this or if you don't. I'm just saying that the over-justification of such a thing is ridiculous. This is something that everybody with a computer or a smartphone could get for free, and let's not forget the fact, the only difference is that we wouldn't get the shiny case that looks like a Super Nintendo or the SNES controller look-alike.
The comment on that post is, I forgot.
Now, I'm going to show Seth who commented, and then you'll understand.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Does it make a lot of sense?
I forgot.
Yep.
So, Bill, what'd you forget? What'd you forget?
I have no fucking clue what he forgot.
I know exactly what it was. He forgot he's a fucking alcoholic retard. I'm sorry, he used to be a friend of mine, so I'll call him out on his bullshit. Up until he completely fucked me over hardcore with a living situation, he's an alcoholic and a complete and total fucking moron.
Well, that basically summed it up. Because
for some reason, still hasn't quite gotten it through his fucking head. I don't want to talk to you because you pissed me off so bad, I don't want to fucking talk to you no more. Dude, we should hang out. No!
That's for the text. He forgot.
But yeah, it was... Man, I saw that response and I was like, what in the fuck? I was like, I don't know how to answer this. I was like, I don't understand. So I just didn't answer it. It was very bizarre. But anyways,
I did like what you wrote there, because the thing about it is like you said, everybody and their brother knows that the SNES Classic is an emulator. And yeah, like you said it many times before.
In fact, our guy right here knew it was an emulator and hacked it to use as an emulator.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And I own it as well. I have one as well. It's not hacked. It's just a normal one. But Bill was talking about getting a Raspberry Pi because it's virtually the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You can get them built into tiny cases that look like SNES carts, and there's one that you can buy. There are guys that'll do this for you. It's called the SNES Master Pi. You buy this thing, and it comes with every single game ever released for the SNES and Super Famicom on one tiny little cartridge, and it has an adapter which will allow you to use the original controller.
About the people saying that the Retron 5 is an emulator, it's completely wrong. It's not an emulator.
It is an emulator.
It requires
a cartridge.
But they even got sued because
it's emulation software.
Yeah.
Inside of it. Now, technically, the hardware is still console based, but because the software is still emulation based, like a ZSNES or the VBA or the fucking the Nesticle, I think is what they called the NES one.
Yes, it was called the Nesticle.
Amazing.
That's funny.
And when you downloaded it, put a hairy ball sack on your icons.
Uh huh.
Yep. It was amazing.
It was amazing. That was the only reason I kept it around. I was like, fuck yeah.
Okay, the SNES then.
Ninja Turtles
is
on my ball sack.
Completely an emulator.
The Retron 5 even got sued because they stole the program codes for like the SNES, that SNES 9X thing that was out. They stole that code, and that's what it was running off of.
Yep.
They didn't ask to use it. They were like, fuck it, it's an emulator. It's already illegal. We'll just steal it.
Yep.
Which is illegal.
But
there was a lawsuit over some illegal
shit.
That'd kind of like be like the mafia suing the triad because they're pushing heroin on their prostitution ring.
I mean, it's a weird thing because technically making an emulator is not illegal. It's an intellectual property. That's fine as long as they don't sell and make money off of it. And then there's like weirdness to it. But because Hyperkin did not ask to use it, they basically just took it. That counted as a form of theft.
Yep.
And then there was a big thing that went into that.
Yep.
Next, I don't have much. Comics has been like only me, and it all deals with my new show, like all of it, almost all of it. There's old Bill Logan was posted.
So oh, you have that one too, because that's my next post as well. Is old Bill Logan?
You could check him out. Old Bill Logan is on there. He's pretty sweet, and a lot of people. Okay, yeah, there is one thing on the comics thing. Did anybody see the trailer for New Mutants?
Oh God,
nope.
I was expecting an X-Men style trailer. Instead, I got Nightmare on Elm Street: The Dream Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm right there. I'm very confused. Like, yeah. I will say this. I didn't really read the New Mutants. I know pretty much along the lines of what happened, and I've seen a lot of the artwork, and
it's not a horror.
And yeah, so I'm like very lost as to what is going on. And some of the casting, I looked at some of the casting, and they look great. They look great. Like the girl that's playing Ileana looks exactly like her. And I'm like, holy shit, that's perfect. But then they're in an insane asylum, and there's some doctor taking their blood, and there's like nightmares and hallucinations happening, and then like there's some sort of serial killer thing going around in a mask or something. Like, I'm lost as a motherfucker. I watched the trailer, and then I blinked a couple times and said, I don't understand. And I posted it directly to my Keeping Up with the X-Men on Twitter. I posted it and said, I am not 100% sure what I have watched, but I know I am confused. And just posted that.
I remember when I first saw stuff about this movie being made, and they were saying they were going to try to do like a horror type of thing with this. And then when I saw this trailer, I'm like, this is not the kind of movie I'm going to see, then.
I'm just very lost. Like, I mean, I get the idea. Here's the thing. Comic books are versatile, and we can do different things. Like, let's be honest, Ant-Man was a comedy.
Winter Soldier was more of a drama-based...
It was kind of like a mystery thriller.
Yeah.
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 So you can do these different things in the Marvel Universe. You can play and move your stuff around and say, well, let's try comic books this way. Let's try comic books that way.
But a horror?
But there's something strange because this is like an asylum horror movie that takes place in the X-Men universe.
How?
And you could say that that's possible because how mutants are mistreated. And maybe it's a weird medical facility, but it's still very fucking bizarre. Like, it doesn't look like it fits. And here's the thing. If Ileana is right now being held in some weird mutant detention asylum where they're pumping her full of drugs, causing hallucinations, and having serial killers run around and murder people in the hallways, Colossus doesn't break down the motherfucking wall?
That's assuming he knows about it.
He has to. He has Xavier and Jean Grey and Emma Frost.
Maybe that's at the end of the movie.
Like, you mean to tell me that he can't walk up? Because I know there's nothing more important to Colossus than his sister. The whole reason he became a mutant was his sister.
Second closest is Kitty Pryde.
So then he goes in and he's like, he has to write that girl almost every other day. And all of a sudden, she doesn't write back. He doesn't go to Xavier and say, oh, excuse me, I write letter, no return. And then Xavier's like, hold on. Boo! Oh, it's the girl. She's over there. That's how fast that happens, because we've seen that now in the animated series. As long as you turn the TV off, he can find you in a fucking millisecond. He's like, boo, I got it. And then he's like, perhaps we say our future chair, boo!
Get to the jail!
And then Colossus was like, damn it!
No, I do apologize for stepping out for a minute. What are we talking about? Because
New Mutants trailer.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not see that. I apologize. Because the second you were talking about Colossus and stuff, I'm like, oh, we're talking about...
Don't worry.
You talking about comics?
Don't worry. You don't have to rush to it. It's just a Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors.
Part three, Shane. Part
mutants.
Three.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care.
dude, it's bizarre. Like, when I seen it, I don't know what... I don't know.
Now, did the trailer show what Colossus' sister's name is?
Ileana.
Okay, Ileana?
Now she's known as Magic.
I was about to ask you.
She's the girl with that gigantic sword, and just so you know, that sword is her soul. She weaponized her soul.
I told you that. I told you that I caught up on my comic books. I mean, I'm caught up with Gold.
Yeah.
And I saw her transform. And you know what's funny is I don't know a lot about the Marvel comic world.
Right.
Anything like shows or movies? Yeah, I know some shit. When it comes to comics, no. DC's always been my thing.
Wrong.
But this time, when she turned into Magic, I'm like, oh, I know exactly who you are. I've never read anything about you, but I know exactly who you are because of that sword.
Yeah. Well, she's in the New Mutants. That's pretty much where she came from. She was introduced way before that, but she's in the New Mutants. And for some reason, this movie decided to cast her, and I'm fine with that because she was a New Mutant. And I looked, and I saw the picture of her, and I remember how she looked and everything, and I said, perfect. That's Ileana. Perfect. I love this casting.
Maybe another.
Then I watched that trailer, and I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
I'll need to watch it myself because now that I'm a little bit more involved in the X-Men world.
Yeah, it's very very confusing.
But we'll talk about that some other time. I want to know why she's a mutant when she uses magic. That's not a mutation. That's magic.
Well, she is a mutant. But through circumstances and things that have gone on throughout the years. Hold on, let's drop this before we even get started. Comic books! Technically, Ileana is dead. That Ileana is from an alternate universe who's now existing in the 616, who's taken the place of Colossus's sister, but is Colossus's sister because it's the same girl, just from a different dimension, alternate reality. And now she's in our universe, and she's been trained by multiple sorcerers, including the Sorceress Supreme, and she is a Sorceress Supreme.
A month ago? That made no sense. Now I understand.
X-Men!
X-Men is dealing with the multiverse.
Yeah.
They've been dealing with it the whole time. The Logan that's running around with them is the same
Shane.
Logan that killed the X-Men
Shane.
In his world.
Shane,
yeah.
Let me say the exact same thing I've said since day one of us doing the comic book shows. I haven't read a comic book in years, and even I can fucking keep up. It's not that difficult if you listen to Bill talk long enough.
Did you like that, where he just walked towards the Shadow King? The Sentinels were shooting him and shit, and he's like, nope.
Yep,
nope.
Yep, because he's been on the astral plane for 20 years.
In his universe, he was stuck in the astral plane for 20-plus years and actually murdered the Shadow King.
Yep, and every time that he was walking towards him, there would be like somebody would be like Rogue was like, help me, Logan, and he's like, nope.
She's like got her legs cut off, like, oh my god, and he's like,
nope.
Fuck you, you're dead.
Everybody else has fallen for the tricks, but Logan's like, nope.
Then the Sentinels are shooting him, and he's like, nope,
because
as long as he knows that's a load of bullshit, he can't be hurt.
But
the Shadow King can only gain control of you if you believe or accept the illusion in the littlest bit. But he's like, this is all bullshit.
But
I'm walking this direction, and I'm going to kill you.
But that's not how it worked out. And
look,
you know exactly what happened.
Yeah, somebody fucked him.
Mm-hmm.
Look, considering the fact that that's kind of something we have to bring up later on when we get to the comics toss, yeah, we'll leave that alone.
I finally got a lot to talk about. Just catching up. I'm now caught up on all my books for the first time, and whew.
I know. Falling behind in comics is a fucking nightmare.
No, I'm not counting the comic books I have to go still pick up.
Let me compare it this way. Say you somehow fell behind in cigarettes, okay? But for some reason, say you did a pack a day, and you have to do a pack a day. You have to, or cigarettes keep piling up, and if cigarettes keep piling up, you fall further and further behind in cigarettes. And say there was some weird fucking stipulation that you had to finish your cigarettes, and now you're up to 4 fucking packs, and you got this month, or not this month, that's not the time. You have a week, and you have like 9 packs, but you're still buying the 1 pack a day that you normally get. on top of those packs, and you have to smoke all of them. That's what it's like to fall behind in comic books.
I could still do it.
Because I'm still buying them, but those new ones I'm buying are just going to the back of the line.
And it's like an addiction. You have to catch up. You have to finish it because you have them.
Unfortunately, I'm going to tell you guys right now. I did watch Zio. But the episode, because you warned me, and I took your advice. The episodes that sucked, while the episodes were playing that sucked, see, I have these right here.
Uh-huh.
I got these ears. So while that episode was sucking some hardcore, I'm like,
read the book.
Because what's happening in X-Men, vastly more interesting than what's happening
right now,
that TV.
Shane, you got to be careful with them comic books. The ink gets all over your hands. So you got to turn the page and then wash your hands.
Actually, no.
And then turn the page and then wash your hands.
It's not a newspaper. When I used to be a paper boy, I used to get ink on my hands.
Huh.
Yeah. But it's not like that. Comic. I don't like.
I know I'm making a Rocco's Modern Life joke.
I know we're not on the comic book thing, but when we get to Comic Toss.
Speaking of taking
too
long,
I want to talk to you about some shit.
We're just about there.
Okay.
And also, if anybody would like to, you can go on that there Twitter. You can go on that there Facebook. You can check out old Bill Logan. He's amazing.
Old Bill Logan is cool.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't like the Book of Faces,
yes.
You can use that there Twitter. Well, I guess that means then that I'm up, and I'll rush through a few, because, again, the next one I would have had was old Bill Logan.
Damn right!
And then the next one is the Weapon X-9 review. And then the next one is Scotty shared a link of Jackie Chan shows you how to fight with random objects.
I didn't get to watch that. Was
it's,
that cool?
It's kind of funny.
Can you show me that real quick?
Like, they did it like it's an old old recorded like 90s VHS type of fucking thing.
Okay.
For YouTube, and it's basically it's like Jackie Chan going over like how to beat somebody up with like a feather duster.
I watched his video. I watched a video with him explaining the ending to the 1985 Police Story, where he jumps on that fucking thing and he slides all the way down, and these guys are shooting at him. But they can't hit him because he's sliding down this giant. I mean, think of like, I want to say it's the longest chandelier you've ever seen in your life, but it's not. It's those things that they put in the mall for like on Christmas and stuff.
Oh, like the banners?
Yes, he jumped down and he slid down. These guys are fucking firing at him.
I think it's like in a few of those, he actually kind of broke his legs too.
He actually got hurt.
He usually does.
It shows at the end of it when he slides down and he's landing on the mat. You got people doing this, like fanning him and shit. He got hurt bad on that. And he's explaining, well, you know Jackie. Everybody who knows Jackie Chan knows.
He does his own stunts.
That motherfucker's gotten hurt so many times, and he still does it.
Yeah, yeah, ever since Bruce Lee snapped his neck, he's been getting hurt in his films.
Well, even before that, he was the highest paid stuntman in Hong Kong, if I'm phrasing this right. But one of the first movies that I know him from is a Bruce Lee movie, and it's specifically where Bruce Lee kicks the guy in the neck, and he flies through the window. For some reason, my mind is fucking backwards right now. The Chinese Connection.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Oh my God, see,
you have to specify names. Which Chinese Connection.
That didn't happen in Return of the Dragon, did it? It happened before.
No.
It happened, Chinese Connection here. What was it called there?
You're looking at the second movie.
Second movie, yep.
But the second movie where he plays the student of the grandmaster, you know what
yes,
I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Well, man, you could tell I need more sleep. Anyways, in that movie, when the guy at the very end gets kicked in the throat and goes through the window, that's Jackie Chan.
Yep.
Jackie Chan's been in a few movies with Bruce Lee, but his role is you're gonna get your ass kicked. And he's like, okay.
That was a lot of people.
I can't fight that guy hand to hand. I mean, he's better than me.
Nope, shit.
What do you got?
I got to get back into the Phantom Knight, because apparently somehow it reloaded and fucked me up. There we go. Then the next thing was Scotty posted a link about how Build-A-Bear is adding Vulprix to their exclusive Pokemon stuff. Josh posted a link to his review on a look back at Animorphs. I want to say it's the books, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's the books and everything, books and the shows. Then more Keeping Up with the X-Men, where Bill talks about X-Men Blue. And Iceman number 6.
He's gay.
Yep.
Watch that.
Oh, yeah, Green Ranger.
Did you really watch that? What'd you think of that?
Well, I told you that I have a rule. When I tell you I'm going to do something, I keep my promises 95% of the time. I can't do it 100%. When I talked to you the other day and I said I'll watch it the next day, that's the first thing I did when I started working is I fucking put my headphones in. I couldn't watch it, unfortunately. I listened to it.
Right.
I put the phone in my pocket, and I listened to the Iceman number 6 review, and I was laughing, especially the Hercules part. That made me
laugh.
Dude,
I fucking love it. Best fucking panel ever.
If I would have seen the fucking pictures, like I said, I could not watch it. I could only listen to it. The fact that you said that they rushed his coming out.
Yeah.
And you said that this dude that he went on a date with, it was nothing more than another notch on Iceman's belt.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of bothers me.
Because they're not giving you any hints on young Iceman. They're not giving you any hints on who his boyfriend is. All we know is that Bobby ain't nothing but a motherfucking stalker.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed whatever it was.
That's yeah. Good.
He has a boyfriend, and I don't know who it is, and he calls him from Madripoor, and I can't. I missed that book where he got that boyfriend, so I don't know who it is, and they don't bring up his name.
They never bring up his name.
They just keep saying, oh man, I'm leaving you a message. And he calls this dude over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
In one book, he called him 144 times.
Yeah, and
never answered.
Yeah, the dude ain't responding or answering, so I assume the relationship is over. I don't know what's happening.
I don't either. They're not hinting. They're not budging on this.
But yeah, older Iceman, he's gay now too.
Which actually is supposed to make sense. Your
that makes sense.
If 16-year-old Bill was gay, then fucking 33-year-old Bill should be gay too.
Nope.
That's how it's supposed to fucking
work. When I was 16, I was sucking dick, but I personally have never sucked a dick.
Well, then that must be the 16-year-old you from Earth fucking 32.
Yes. It's very complicated. It's X-Men.
X-Men is complicated.
Future Chair, boo!
I can't wait, dude. A part of me, I know you didn't say, I know what you said. I'm looking forward to our discussion of the animated series, because I got to talk about some Professor Xavier.
Oh, wow. It just so happens that Seth was telling me today that Professor Xavier is an asshole.
Yeah, I got a lot of asshole Xavier get out.
Did you fucking, like, we must have been on the same wavelength when I was taking notes, because my first note is Professor X is a dick.
Yeah. No, that's quite literally.
We'll talk about the dick.
No, hold on.
It's gonna be good.
I take it back. That's my second note.
Okay.
Here's my notes. Go ahead, read the first one.
Jean finally in an episode again. Yeah, that was true. She was.
Yeah.
Read the second.
Professor X is a dick.
No. Read it right.
Oh, Professor X, still a dick.
Still a dick.
Okay, there you go. That's the spoilers were given for that episode then. And by the way, as far as I could tell, if anything, it's a possibility from what I'm checking here. They're thinking that his boyfriend may be one of the Inhumans.
I guess that would make sense why he doesn't get a call back. There's a lot of shit going on. I hate the Inhuman stuff. With everything that happened, so I haven't been paying attention to any of it, and
my only connection to the Inhumans is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Right.
I haven't seen the new show, Inhumans, yet. I will watch it, because I'm watching everything superhero-like.
Watching Gotham?
I watched an episode or two. I'm very slowly getting in, trying to get into it.
James Gordon punched a man's face off.
You told
literally punched him in the face so hard that his face came off.
You see, Bill, just like with the Doctor Who stuff, I used to bash Doctor Who saying that show was so gay. I was told get past
it. He hated it.
I was told get past the first season, it gets better. You told me get past Gotham season 1, it gets better. When was it? But I have to get past the first season, and that is rough. I'm not going to lie. It's not easy.
I'm watching the new X-Men.
Okay.
The Gifted.
I haven't seen it yet. I do want to see it because you said it was like Heroes.
And yeah, it has a very Heroes feeling to it. Which makes sense because it's the same guy.
What? Okay, hopefully
the writer.
Hopefully this show actually pans out.
Can't remember if it's the writer or the producer, but I know a lot of the same team is involved.
Well, if it has a Heroes feel, then I'll watch it.
Anyway, and then the last one that I have, because I really need to go take a piss, is James Westvold posted a link about the Green Ranger from Dino, I guess. I don't know, this Michael Tauber or whatever. Yeah, he opens up about some controversial tweet that he posted.
No, that guy is from Dino Charge.
Well, what's going on?
That's what I thought. Hey, I don't know. I didn't read the fucking article, to be quite honest, but give me a moment.
Some controversial
tweet. Yeah, some controversial tweet. Let's see here. Blah, 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 bullshit, da-da-da-da-da. Dino Charge, the Power Rangers,
controversy.
Dude, I need to read the shit up out of this.
And this dude is literally just going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, controversy.
I would like to post an article now that is literally that.
Here we go.
It has to be a serious issue that you're dealing with.
Yes.
And then it's like,
he said, Power Rangers is the biggest regret of my life.
Damn!
Go to SAC Anime if you want to hear why. This message will self-destruct when I am sober. So apparently he was drunk and said, fuck Power Rangers.
Well, let me go ahead and put a fuck him. And not because he said shit about Power Rangers, but because he posted a topic that he knew everybody would want to know about, telling them to go elsewhere. That'd be like, we don't do that shit. We don't post on the fucking Fandom Night page.
Oh, no, he was basically saying, I'm making a convention appearance. Go to the convention
to
hear me rant about this shit.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I mean. We never do that kind of shit.
So he was real-life clickbaiting.
Yeah, fuck him. That's why I would say, I hate that shit when people are like, when people will post an image of something on something, I don't care what kind of media it is. It's one thing if you're sharing your video. It's another thing if you're basically playing the porn star game and you post a pair of fucking titties basically that has little things over them and says, the real boobies are located here. Go to this fucking site where you pay a bunch of money to me. No, eat a dick. Oh wait, you already do that. You're posting pornography.
Anyway, over on the Sentai Review,
I seen that picture. That made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, we have Ronan, who posted a picture of the first or second Kamen Rider getting
kicked in the nuts.
I love the fucking comments because they put GIFs in it.
What?
Yes, click the comments.
I added one too.
Aaron Jurgens put the first one. It's of a
guy eating a donut.
A guy eating a donut while
he's just like watching. Yeah, I saw that one.
The next one from Aaron Anderson Miller is
a woman
passing gas
heat vision
infrared.
Yeah. Oh my god, no!
And then I posted from Supernatural Nutcracker.
Oh my god.
Dude,
I was gagging when I saw that picture, though. That dude is getting kicked right in the dick.
But after that,
it's one of those Dragon Ball Z moments, because in the Dragon Ball Z movies, if you pay attention, Goku and Vegeta both get hit in the nuts in fights.
In the dick. Why won't he stop hitting me in the dick?
Cooler punches Vegeta in the balls, and then in the Super Android 13 movie,
Goku
gets punched in the nuts.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
And next up we got Josh, our normal Josh guy, asking, how many complete Sentai shows have you guys seen? I've only ever seen all of Zoo. Oh, my mistake, not Zoo.
Oh, man. None. Okay.
None.
I've watched the first part of Akiba Rangers. I've watched all Jureinja. I watched Bioman. I watched as much as I could of the Go Rangers, and keep in mind that's like 20 episodes that I could find that were translated properly, that were like watchable to me.
If you want to ask me, Shane, how many episodes have you seen of Sentai? I'm like,
the original
I've seen,
Super
I've
Sentai.
Seen some Go, I've seen some Judo Ranger, I've seen some. I can't remember. I always get these mixed up.
Oh, and I came about 5 episodes away from finishing Tokyuger.
Is Tokyuger the trains?
Yes.
I always get them mixed up with the one before them. I don't know why. I've seen some episodes on there. I've never fully finished a Sentai because I don't own any. Okay? And I'm not really big.
Yeah.
Into, personally,
he,
I'm
he,
not...
He loaned me two, and I was going through them, but then I moved.
Yeah, and then
so,
I took
yeah,
them back.
I only got halfway through the Akiba.
That unofficial, yeah. official, unofficial...
I know you can torrent these things, but I'm not a torrent person. Yeah. I'm really am not.
I try not to be. Sometimes there is literally no other way to see something. Yeah. And this is one of those things where, like, there's not very many options at my disposal to actually watch Sentai.
Unless
I could stream it, but here's another thing about that. I don't like to go onto these shady-ass websites like fucking Japanese Kiss and watch these things where they throw up a bunch of fucking spam ads
Listen,
and shit.
That's why I try
even
to
with
find the DVDs
even
and stuff.
With the, even with pop-up blocker, and people are like, oh, well, you know, you got pop-up blocker, you'll be fine. No, because sometimes the shit that fucks your computer up is embedded in the video.
Guess what? I downloaded a torrent. Because I was being cheap one day.
Now, we'll put this out there, too, what I just complained about. You can download torrents that will fuck your computer, too, so be careful with
and
what
exactly
you do.
What I'm about to say. I downloaded a torrent to watch Deadpool. I don't know why. I just felt like watching Deadpool. I'm not a big fan of Deadpool.
I have it.
I was too cheap to buy it. And I was like, you know, I'm going to...
Do you feel the irony in that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it about, like, $12 in some places?
No, that's not what I mean. I own it.
Yeah, you own it, and you hate Deadpool.
I fucking can't stand him.
I just felt like watching it one day with my girlfriend, and when I downloaded the torrent, what did Shane get? A virus.
So I don't do the doctor?
Yes, and it's fixed.
Good.
I don't like torrents because of that. I don't trust anything online. You can't trust the internet, okay, guys? Unless you know, for me...
I have never seen anything false or disrespectful on the internet.
Yes, because we all know that, you know, while... Fox has fake news. The internet has purely true news.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
As long as you trust in our friend Zordon, there is nothing on the internet that can hurt you or confuse you.
I do not trust.
Future chair.
I bet Zordon wishes he had one of those.
But yeah, I own some of the Super Sentai, but haven't gotten around to watching it yet, aside from bits and pieces.
You can buy it on Amazon and have it shipped. I don't know if they're going to have every goddamn Sentai that's ever been made.
No, they don't. Not
and
on
though
Amazon.
Seth has left the room, Seth is as up-to-date as you can be on Q-Danger.
Yeah.
I thought Greg was watching it, too.
I think Greg is.
I thought Greg actually
and
finished
Greg
it.
And Greg has watched all of Tekuger.
Yes, he has seen every bit of Tekuger. Unfortunately, he's not around much.
And I think he's watched all of Bioman because he's the one that gave me those videos.
But next up is Neil Johnson posting a picture asking why Saban didn't do this. He put, it's an image of the actual Mighty Morphin, but with the vests from the...
I will explain why they didn't do that.
Vests from the actual...
I can answer that 100% right now why they didn't do that, what you're looking at right there.
Well, aside from what they said in the comments about money?
No.
No?
Well, money would have been a thing, but not for the same thing they were talking about, because they put down a whole bunch of things about not wanting to screw things up and advertising contracts and everything else. Pure and simple, this is why that was not done.
I was going to say, a vest wouldn't be that hard to...
The helmets. If they would have went this way, they would have just used the Diet Angel... I believe that's what that show was.
The one that the White Ranger is actually from.
They would have just used that footage flat out. Because modifying the Dot Angel costume to kind of be a mix between Mighty Morphin and that means they would have zero footage and it would be a 100% American series, and we don't do that here. Even when we ran out of Sentai footage in Mighty Morphin, this is
reused
not,
it.
No, this is real. They actually did this. They ran out of footage, decided Mighty Morphin wasn't done. So they called Japan and said, make more Judanger. And Japan said, what? And they said, get more monsters and just make some footage. This footage, you can obtain it. It is called Ju-2. It is a second series of Judanger with no storyline. It's just fight scenes. It's like 40 episodes of just like 10-minute fight scenes that they filmed over there and then sold to us. that's called Jutu.
I wonder if the footage that we've been seeing online with, like, the white Megazord game put together from that, do you think that's part of the Jutu?
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Okay.
I just know that that's literally what Saban did. Rather than film our own shit, we called them and said, hey, can you make more shit? And they were like, are you buying it? And they're like, of course we're buying it. And they're like, can we half-ass the shit out of it? Like, and they were like, I don't care. So that's what they did. They just made like 40 new episodes, and all the episodes were, it's just, you. I know you can find it. It exists somewhere, but I can't remember. I remember hearing about it. It's called like Jutu, and all it is a collection of fight scenes, like 40 fight scenes that are anywhere from 3 minutes to 10 minutes long that were then sent to us. We bought that.
I wonder if that might have been, I wonder if it could be in part of the extras, the bonus features in that DVD set Shout Factory made.
You might be able to see some of it.
Okay.
But yeah, after Doomsday, we ran out of footage. Mm. And we were like, fuck.
When we talk about Zio, I'm going to bring some stuff up about that, because watching it, I noticed, I mean, as a kid, I can't believe how much I did not notice as a child. But now that I'm an adult, I see so much now. This conversation that you're in right now, we will talk more about it in the Zio, because it does tie into this, actually.
Yeah. Actually, we're done. We are over an hour, and that is our time gate here, so... That has been What's Up Fandom Night, so now you know what's up. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.